Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. In today's program, we're featuring the San Francisco March to Close All Slaughterhouses, where on Saturday, July 22, 2017, over 800 people marched to close all slaughterhouses. The organization Direct Action Everywhere, DXE, filmed and recorded the speakers in March, and we'll be hearing from some of these speakers. The San Francisco March to Close All Slaughterhouses was organized by Julianne Perry, a member of Direct Action Everywhere.
There's no excuse
for animal abuse!
There's no excuse
for animal abuse!
Zoe Rosenberg founded Happy Hen Chicken Rescue near San Luis Obispo, California. Now, 15 years old, she continues to work hard to end cruelty towards animals, including and by rescuing unwanted animals from all different situations. Happy Hen Chicken Rescue has saved hundreds of chickens in the past year and a half, as well as two pigs, three turkeys, one goose, and one peahen. Zoe actively organizes with the grassroots animal rights network Direct Action Everywhere, where she offers her expertise in animal care and social media engagement. Here's Zoe.
Hi, everybody. So as this movement grows larger and larger, there's a truth that becomes more and more apparent. In order to succeed, we have to be willing to sacrifice everything for what is right. We have to be willing to walk into the heart of darkness to rescue animals from the brink of death. We have to be willing to spend time in prison for all of the animals who have never seen the sky. We have to be willing to use our lives to fight for those who don't have the right to theirs. And how we use our lives to fight for them is up to each and every one of us. And what truly matters is that we do something and that we don't give up. I founded Happy Hen Chicken Rescue when I was 11 years old. Since then, we've rescued hundreds of individuals from animal agriculture. I've watched them heal from trauma. I've watched them learn to love life. And I've also watched them die. And one individual's death has impacted me more than just about anything else. I remember it so clearly. As her breathing became heavy and her eyes grew distant, we knew that it was time. We knew that she was dying. She had been bred to lay so many eggs that her body had broken. I sat with her as she breathed her final breaths. I told her that I loved her, and I made a promise. I promised her that I would fight until no more chickens would ever face the suffering that she did. I promised her that I would fight until no more animals will ever be exploited. And I promised her that I would fight for her until the day I die if I have to. And on days when I feel like giving up, I think of her, of Georgia. And I know that I can't give up. I have to keep going. I have to keep fighting. Because I also know that to not speak up would be to not truly recognize the plight which non-human animals face. If we truly want to change this unjust system for individuals like Georgia, then we cannot remain silent. We cannot let their cries go unheard. Our silence makes a mockery of their suffering. And I know that we are all here today because we believe in a world where kindness rises above greed. We believe in a world where oppression against anyone is a distant and frowned upon memory. We believe in a world where every animal is treated with compassion, regardless of species. And I know that we can and we will make that world a reality. As our movement grows larger and larger, the animal agriculture industry grows more and more afraid. More and more articles appear where farmers warn one another of our revolution because they see exactly where the world is heading, towards animal liberation.
Good
because we are rising up. We are uniting at marches like this one, demanding that every last animal farm, animal testing lab, and every last slaughterhouse be shut down. And we will not take no for an answer. We will cry out against this atrocious injustice, and we will not back down. Because although this world is so full of suffering, it is also full of light. And we are the light for all of the animals suffering behind closed doors. We are the light for all of the animals being mutilated without anesthetics. For all of the animals having their newborn babies stolen from their sides. And for all of the animals losing their lives as we speak. And if our light fades away, then they have nothing but darkness and despair. But if we join together, if we speak up and we refuse to give up, then we can light up the entire world and we can achieve animal liberation. So may our voices rise for those who have been silenced. May we be heard for those who are not. May we have hope for those who have none. And may we continue on for those who didn't get to until every animal is free.
Thank you, Zoe. Next up, we're going to have Fleur Dawes. She's the Director of Communications at In Defense of Animals. Founded in 1983 by Dr. Elliot Katz, In Defense of Animals, or IDA, is an international animal rights and rescue organization dedicated to protecting the rights, welfare, and habits of animals. IDA works to expose and end animal experimentation, to end the exploitation and abuse of wild species living in captivity, to animals worldwide from abuse and slaughter for food, to conduct cruelty investigations and rescue operations, and to provide veterinary care for at-risk animals in dedicated natural habitat sanctuaries. Fleur has over 8 years of experience doing this work. I've done communications and public relations work for animal rights organizations. She holds an MA in classics from the University of St. Andrews. And here's Fleur now.
Thank you, Naomi. Okay, so hi everyone. Firstly, I'd like to dedicate our march today to a dear friend, Bill Dyer, an incredible animal activist and friend of In Defense of Animals who passed away sadly last week. So here's to Bill. But thank you for being here for the animals today and giving them such a loud voice on the streets of San Francisco. Someone told me that Californians were all chilled out, but I've seen nothing but passion here today. So thank you for giving your voice to the animals. As you can probably tell from my accent, I'm not from around here. In Defense of Animals imported me from the UK to come and advocate for animals in California. Why? Because this is the best place and this is the best time ever to be speaking out for animals. California is a global cultural leader. People around the world are watching what happens here. What you do for the animals right here and right now is so important. In Defense of Animals has been advocating for animals internationally in the Bay Area since 1983. Like you, we see how society oppresses and exploits animals, and we want radical changes for them. We're marching with you today to close all slaughterhouses. We mean it. We want a world where meat eating is rightfully seen as shameful, and where meat addiction is taken as seriously as drug addiction. We've launched a 12-step program to deal with meat addiction. Carnivores Anonymous. You can now come to a group, anyone can, and kick meat addiction for good. And if that sounds like a wild idea to you, consider that DXE is campaigning for a full-on meat ban in Berkeley. Wouldn't that be cool? What I'm trying to say here is that we need to shoot for the stars. If we do that, we will write history together. But I want you also to think very carefully about your activism. Your actions make a difference. and animals are being slaughtered in their billions right now. It's up to every one of us to consider if our activism is having the best impact for animals. Slaughterhouses might have been closed down by now if we did things differently in the past. Did you know up to 50% of animal activists drop out? We need to support each other. I moved halfway around the world this spring and already I feel so at home because together we are an activist family. Families need to stay connected. So I want you all to take out your phones right now. Please, go ahead, take out your phones. I want you to dial in this number. Is everyone ready? I see some phones coming out. Very good. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. Okay, 800-705-0425. That's 800-705-0425. Have you got that? Text or call us anytime for free and confidential support by vegan activist counselors. They are waiting for you. We don't want you to drop out. We want you to stay in this for the long term because this is a long-term thing. We've got to stay in it for the animals. So I encourage you to reach out to your activist family around the world. Share your secrets for success. Most people are only a Facebook message away. Thank you to all the organizers who came from different organizations and backgrounds to create this for the animals. We are a living, breathing example of what we can achieve if we work together. I want to leave you with a quote from one of my favorite people, which is key to achieving animal liberation. We are only strong as we are united, as weak as we are divided. Unify or die. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Flo. Next up, we have Dr. Will Tuttle. Dr. Will Tuttle is the author of the acclaimed Amazon number one bestseller, The World Peace Diet, which has been published in 15 languages worldwide. A visionary educator and inspirational speaker, he has presented widely throughout North America, Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Pacific. Dr. Tuttle is the recipient of the Peace Abbey's prestigious Courage of Conscience Award, as well as the Empty Cages Award. A vegan since 1980, Will is a frequent radio, television, and online presenter and writer. He is featured in the acclaimed documentary film Cowspiracy, as well as other films such as Animals and the Buddha and Vegan Everyday Stories. Dr. Tuttle is the editor of Circles of Compassion, Connecting Issues of Justice, co-founder of the nonprofit Circle of Compassion and the Worldwide Prayer Circle for Animals. Will is the creator of several wellness and advocacy training programs and co-creator of Vegan Palooza, the largest online vegan event. He is also a former Zen monk and a Dharma master in the Korean Zen tradition, has created 8 CD albums of uplifting original piano music, holds a PhD in education from the University of California, Berkeley, and travels on continual speaking tours with his spouse, Madeline, a Swiss visionary artist. Here's Dr. Will Tuttle.
Humans and animals.
We are all equal.
The truth is unstoppable.
Another world is possible.
The truth is unstoppable.
Another world is possible.
I love you all so much, and I'm so grateful. Let's give yourselves a big hand for coming. We have people I know from Southern California, Sacramento, the North, the South, everywhere, coming here to show that you care about not just animals, the non-human animals, but really about human animals, about future generations, about hungry people, about slaughterhouse workers, about the whole web of life.
We're listening to Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet, one of the speakers at the San Francisco March to Close All Slaughterhouses. That happened this past weekend, Saturday, July 22nd. We also heard Flo Dawes from In Defense of Animals and 15-year-old Zoe Rosenberg of Happy Hen Rescue. After the break, we'll continue listening to more of the speeches. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow, at WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
have our own reggae sound system with DJ Bob Bob Boom every Friday, 9 to 11 p.m. on WCUW 91.3 FM in Worcester. Old reggae, new reggae, all styles, all across the world. Navarone Reggae. You never know what you're going to hear. The selections are crazy. Navarone Reggae Sound System. WCUW.
You're listening to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Featuring the San Francisco March to Close All Slaughterhouses that occurred on July 22nd. We're continuing with the speeches that was recorded by Direct Action Everywhere. Thanks to videographer Paul Darwin Picklesheimer of DXE. And we'll continue with the speech by Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet.
From this point in here in San Francisco, there's a great light going forth of love and awareness, peace and healing, kindness and justice, equality, freedom, harmony, and that this light is unstoppable. It is our true nature, that the vegan movement and animal liberation is unstoppable. It is our true nature. We're fulfilling our purpose on this earth for this lifetime, working creatively to manifest the wisdom and joy and understanding to transform our society to reflect the truth of the interconnectedness of all life, that we may live our lives here as we are intended to live our lives here, celebrating on this beautiful and abundant earth that can easily feed all of us when we wake up from the delusion that's been injected into us by our society that we're superior and we must eat animals, other animals, for food. So we see this light and we give thanks for this light, knowing that it is the truth and is unstoppable. And so it is. So thank you. You know, the reason really I wrote The World Peace Diet is because people have this idea that we have all these problems, right? We have environmental devastation, we have social injustice, we have poverty, hunger, oh, and we have animal abuse, but that's pretty far down on the list because that's a problem for animals, but we're superior to them, we're so much more important than they are, so we'll solve all our problems first and then we'll get around to it, we'll try to treat the animals better. And so I really, the whole point of the World Peace Diet, I think the whole point of why we're gathered here today is to see that our human abuse of animals should not be down on the list. It should be at the absolute top of the list. This is the not only by far the greatest amount and intensity of suffering you can imagine. We're killing billions, 60 to 80 billion land animals and literally trillions of aquatic animals every year. Not only are we slaughtering these animals, we're raping and imprisoning and abusing these animals. It's massive. But not only is the on the outer level this violence and devastation causing enormous, incalculable, mind-blowing suffering for these animals, it all boomerangs. It comes right back to us. We don't see that it causes not only in the outer world the environmental devastation that is destroying the possibility of our children to have a future, it's also causing war and violence because we're growing so much grain we could feed everyone. We're growing enough grain right now to feed 10 billion people. And yet we have roughly a billion of our brothers and sisters starving because we're feeding these grains to these animals who we horribly abuse for meat, dairy products, and eggs. So these food shortages are the driving force behind war, behind conflict. And then the workers who have to do this horrible slaughtering and abusing and raping and mutilating of animals routinely. And they go home and they have the highest rates of worker-related injury, the highest rates of drug addiction and alcoholism and spousal abuse and child abuse. So it's waves of trauma that radiate into our environment, into ecosystems, soil erosion, water pollution, wildlife being destroyed, the loss of habitat, the loss of genetic diversity, the loss of global integrity, climate destabilization, hunger, which drives poverty, which drives war. This is all connected not just to the actual physical actions of animal agriculture, but even more important, we have to understand that it creates a mentality which guarantees that these problems will not be solved as long as we keep being at the level of eating animal foods. We're going to be creating not only the outer violence, but the inner violence. And so raising children in a society where from the time we're little infants, we are injected without our permission with a cultural program of learning to see other living beings as mere commodities, as objects to be bought and sold, that's a wound. That's the most serious wound that we're all inflicted with. So this is a movement about healing that wound that we all endured. And you are people who are pioneers who have been somehow blessed and able to heal that wound and to see that these beings are beings, to look deeply and to feel deeply and to connect deeply. Other people are still suffering from this wound of being raised in a society like their parents were. And as we all know, it goes back about 10,000 years when we started to herd animals and we started to own them as property and enslave them and impregnate the females and steal the babies. And we created, for the first time on this planet, patriarchal societies based on domination of women, on the destruction of ecosystems, war, the rising of a wealthy elite that basically runs everything. And this social injustice, we've been living with it for 10,000 years, and it's time for it to end. Do you agree with me?
Yeah!
This is it. It's time. And it's absolutely time now. As Wayne said, as everyone has said here so beautifully, this is the most urgent issue on every level, because what we're talking about is not only environmental devastation and cultural devastation, and not to mention the devastation to our physical health and diabetes and osteoporosis and liver disease and cancer and heart disease and these massive, you know, the two biggest by far huge expenditures in our economy are war and pharmaceutical and medical drugs, right? We're just polluting and destroying. That all ends up in the environment. The violence of this system works very well to enrich a tiny wealthy elite, but for all of us, it's absolute exploitation. We're exploiting the animals. Anyone who's eating animals is also being exploited. Their bodies are being exploited. Their minds have been colonized. Their minds are being exploited. We're basically brainwashed and hypnotized to follow a system of violence and abuse and devastation. And the beauty is that we are awakening. And this is the awakening of the sacred feminine dimension of caring within our hearts, within every man and woman, human beings, so that we can actually look out of eyes that are our eyes and not the eyes of the oppressors that have been put into us, that we're no longer exploiting other living beings because we see that we're connected. And I think this is the key to understand that there's psychological abuse when we abuse animals and we eat that and we feed that to unsuspecting innocent children who have to eat dairy products and eggs and so forth and live in communities of competition and violence and where violence is celebrated and war is, you know, agreed upon. How can we tolerate living in a society where most of the money that we generate we're spending on war while the infrastructure is crumbling and while people are going hungry? We could be using our resources when we awaken to the interconnectedness of everything and of animals to live our lives with kindness and respect, not just for animals, but for each other. And so I want to just encourage all of us to realize that at every level, at the spiritual level and the ethical level, this is about questioning the official stories in our society. And as Miyoko so beautifully said, we have an alternative. We can feed everyone on plant-based ways of eating and living, and we can transform the institutions. It has to start at the grassroots. Madeline, my wonderful spouse from Switzerland, and I have been so fortunate to be able to travel all over this world. And when we go to places like China and Korea and South Africa and even in the Middle East and Europe and Eastern Europe, South America, we see that there are everywhere we go, there are animal rights groups, there's vegan meetup groups, there are vegan restaurants, there are people who are banding together by the thousands, and by, even in some cases, like in China, there's literally millions. I was giving a lecture, and they said, well, this is live streaming. I said, great, how many people are watching? They said, oh, about 1.5 billion people. You know, I mean, this movement is it's worldwide, and it's much bigger than the mass media lets us know. So it's really important, like Wayne said, to come back every year to make an effort to understand the consequences of our actions and to find creative ways to work together at the grassroots level like this. Think globally and act locally, and remember that humans and animals,
we're all equal.
Humans and animals,
we're all equal.
The truth is unstoppable.
Possible.
The truth is unstoppable.
Another world is possible.
And it's happening right now.
And right now we're going to move on to the speech by Clifton Roberts, the 2020 U.S. presidential candidate with the Humane Party.
The Humane Party intends fully to represent you and amplify your voice, to demonstrate to the people of this country the root cause effects of our mistreatment of our non-human animal friends. Root cause. That this mistreatment gives rise to our aggression, gives birth to our lack of reasoning and understanding. That as a people, our continued consumption of death and turmoil soils our souls and darkens our conscience. It leeches onto our logic and compromises our compassion. It is the Humane Party's intention to re-energize the marketplace of ideas, to expand and enhance collaboration between public and private sector in the area of science, technology, and government, and to utilize fully these partnerships to determine root cause and finally solve issues and tell the truth. Resolutions that will instigate much needed global change. We need to teach our children what it means to be peaceful while we also learn from them of how important it is to maintain a child's sense of innocence, especially when it comes to animals. And preserving a child's sense of imagination and curiosity in how we deal and interact with others. And in doing this, you and I can collectively design and develop solutions that will finally work and stick. And we've been doing it. Let's do this together. Let's close these slaughterhouses. Thank you so much for having me out. I really appreciate it.
You tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nye, listening to the speeches at the San Francisco March to Close All Slaughterhouses. This recording was by DXE, Direct Action Everywhere. To hear all the speakers, please visit San Francisco March to Close All Slaughterhouses Facebook page. The piano music that we heard throughout the program is by Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. We heard the Chicken Song, Fish Song, and Calf Song. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I have a special announcement. The Pollination Project is sponsoring the Lisa Shapiro Awards for superheroes in the global animal advocacy movement. Please nominate your favorite superhero. Five superheroes will be awarded $2,500 each and also a $250 TIF to their choice of an animal charity. Nominations can be submitted up until August 13th. Please visit thepollinationproject.org. Let's go out with To Be Free. Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/Vegan Nation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Molly Narrow, wishing you a good day.